It's Brian and Trisha, and our morning conversation today, name a landmark in Hardin County that's gone, and anyone new to the area wouldn't know about it.
And some of the ones they're coming up with, I've been here 25 years, I got no idea.
Okay, this one just about blew my mind because I had no idea. Bryce Shumate said the old airport across from the E-Town bowling lanes.
Yep.
I had no idea that was there. No
Roger clue. Roger Lawson almost bought the farm out there. He crashed a plane into a trailer house, and everyone just knew he had expired.
Yeah.
And they go rushing out there, and he walked out the front door of the trailer.
Thank goodness.
That plane, by the way, Roger informed me a couple of years ago when I was talking to him about that. They actually found another one like it and repaired the one he wrecked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there's all kinds. Okay, the old Coca-Cola bottling.
Mm-hmm. That was still open, and you could still tour it when I moved here.
I think it was still open when we moved here. And I remember that, wasn't there like a stained glass window or something in the front of it?
And it looked like Coke bottles, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and now you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
But that's really cool. Another one, let's see, Taco Tico?
Not familiar.
Ponderosa?
It was a steak place.
Yeah, I've been there, but I don't remember that being here. I don't remember that was...
Let me throw one out for you.
Okay.
Blockbuster Video.
Yes! We're right in front of the mall.
Yeah.
I used to frequent that.
The building got torn down, and now it's Longhorn.
Yeah, I used to frequent that.
Hollywood Video.
I was going to say, wasn't there another video very close?
Video Vault.
I don't remember that one. I mean, I remember Video Vault.
That's where Hospice Shop is now. The thrift store.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do remember that. Let's see. The movie theater on the strip by Green Bamboo.
Yes.
That was not there when...
When I moved here, that was a... I actually saw Twister there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one. This says... So old, across the street from McDonald's, nearest downtown E-Town, there was a large permanent slide that you could pay to ride burlap sacks down. So that's close to us.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about that. That is so cool. There are so many. There's like 100 comments on our Facebook post. So go in there and check out. I mean, because we're not even able to touch all of them.
No.
Give us a call if you know of some, too.
Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Merlin's Castle.
Merlin's Castle, the game arcade place in Radcliffe.
Yes, they did have live bands and stuff.
Yeah, my wife grew up in the northern end of the county, and she and her brothers talk about that and a lot of other cool stuff that was around the Radcliffe area.
Has anybody mentioned that yet?
That is the first. I don't believe anybody's typed that in or called us about Merlin's Castle.
Oh, I loved going there. We rode bikes over there and played there.
That was on Wilson Road, correct?
Yes, it's kind of where Helen's Flowers is, sort of.
Right, in that general area, yeah.
And you used to ride your bike there. I mean, that's a thing that doesn't happen very often anymore.
Could you imagine riding your bike on Wilson Road now, as busy as it is?
We used to ride to Grant's and get candy and go back home.
Where was Grant's?
On Logson Parkway. The old strip mall that's all busted down, Redmar Plaza.
Okay. Wow.
Well, speaking of Redmar Plaza, do you remember Murphy's Mart?
Yes,
Murphy's Mart. A lot of good memories on that end of the county, huh?
Yes, it is, because I'm old.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Without you. The Kid LAROI featuring Miley Cyrus and Without You. It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. Sometimes you work on an idea for the morning show and we think, well, you know, this may or may not work. Sometimes you're convinced it's going to be hot. This, when you brought this in this morning, I said, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
Good job, Trisha.
Thank you. This is our morning conversation is name a landmark in Hardin County that is gone now. And so people that are new to the area, because I'm not from here, I am military transplant here. And so I don't know everything that has been here. And so it's neat to find out. There are so many places I'm finding out about that I just didn't even know existed. But I do remember when we moved here, the Big T truck stop mm-hmm. was still, at least the sign was still there. And there was the motel that was there. And there was a U-Haul rental place because we rented a U-Haul from that place. And so now all of that is just gone. Yeah. So it's pretty cool though.
This was before I moved here, but for a long time, people would refer to this building that sat empty for quite a while, and they'd say, you know, by the old IGA, you know, the old IGA. And I'm like, I don't know where the old IGA is. There's no sign. Nowhere in town does it say IGA.
Or the old IGA.
Do you know where that was?
Where?
O'Reilly's. The parts store down the street from
just
us.
Just down the street?
That was an IGA.
Huh.
And then when I moved here, it was empty.
Yeah.
And then O'Reilly's moved in there quite a while ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, down the street from us on Poplar, Severn's Valley Baptist Church was
yes.
there.
Now, that was there when we came here, and mm-hmm. then it changed to Elizabethtown Christian Academy. And
First
now,
Christian met in there for yes. a while before we finished our new building.
Yes, and now Crossroads is meeting in there, and there's a daycare in there. So there's so much that has, you know, changed. And
just
and
the churches
yeah,
that
yeah.
have moved or shifted or changed or come together or whatever. So
yeah.
We're getting a phone call. Let's go to the line. Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Good morning. I've got two. I've got one for Radcliffe. Billiard World used to be across from the Radcliffe Junior High.
Oh, wait, Radcliffe Junior High. Is that what it
yeah,
used to be
now
called?
Elementary.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I did not know about that one.
And then E-Town, there used to be a long time ago, I was a little girl. I think there was a fast food restaurant called Burger Queen.
Yes. Now, that was before my time here, but yes, I've heard about that one.
We've had that one mentioned a lot lately.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
which surprised me. I mean, I don't know why people are remembering that one so much lately, but yeah, it's been kind of been, you know, talked about recently.
There's a Facebook group, Old Photos of Hardin County, and that one gets brought up quite a bit. I think there's a lot. I think food must have been good, I'm guessing.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks for calling.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3, getting a lot of calls this morning and a lot of input on Facebook with our morning conversation.
I would like to, people keep commenting on Facebook about Briar Patch.
That's not one that's familiar to me.
I don't know what that is or where it was or anything, so we need somebody to call to tell us what was Briar Patch and where was it?
Yeah, we'd love to know about that. Getting a phone call now, let's go to the phones.
The barbecue place, the D's Buzz Barbecue?
Yes.
That used to be Jerry's restaurant.
Yes, I remember that.
And then there used to be a Hostess bakery store. Like, you could go in and buy Hostess. It was only Hostess
yeah.
products.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a cornhole place now.
Yes, you're right.
And then downtown, the building that has the big angel wings on it, that used to be Herb Jones Chevrolet.
Buick GMC.
Yeah, it was Herb Jones Chevrolet GMC. Yeah, that used to be their showroom, that building with the big wings on it.
Yep, sure enough.
That is true, right across from the Justice Center.
Yeah, we bought, I think, my father-in-law's truck we bought from there years and years ago.
Pretty cool. Thanks for calling and sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.